Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Rachel.
Today, we are doing another B-side bangers. We haven't done it in a while. We did one for Red Velvet, and we did one for BTS, but now we're doing one for Twice. Bow, 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 bow.
Twice. They've started or are going to soon start their US tour. Mm-hmm. I got a notification for that, and I was like, ooh, but I don't know if I'm going to go.
I got nosebleed seats for their date in Chicago.
Nice.
So I'm excited. And in honor of their US tour, we're doing B-side bangers.
Yes.
So, Rachel, why don't you explain exactly the format of this episode?
So, if you didn't know, a B-side is essentially anything that is not a single. And we basically look through a group's entire discography. And we look at all their B-sides and we select songs to show you, to have you experience that we think are really good, that could have been a single, could have had their own music video. We think that they are really awesome to listen to and are not really skippable on an album mm-hmm. listen through.
Hence, B-side bangers.
Yes.
So we picked 10 Twice B-sides that we thought were really great and that you should listen to. Let's just get started. These are not in any sort of particular order, like number 10 to number 1. We just put them in order from how we found them.
Yes.
The first one, I will say, I think is my favorite Twice B-side. It is Get Loud. I always think of a tweet that was made after Trump lost the 2020 election. It has a video of like 20 models stomping / walking, like with this song blasting in the background. And the caption on this was Melania and her body doubles leaving the White House. So whenever I hear this, that video like plays in my mind and I get a good laugh.
That's hysterical.
This song is a legit banger. It's a beat. The melody is a total earworm and you can really pop your pussy to this. It's very fun. Just catch me blasting this song in my house and pretending that I too am a Melania clone.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Get Loud is like a great clubbing type song with like a strong like clapping bass and lots of bird whistles, which is a frequent theme of our banger selections actually. But I really love a bird whistle. You could work out to this too, like it has a fast enough beat, which I really appreciate. I actually really prefer these like faster paced Twice songs over any of their ballads or like mid-tempo songs. Also, them saying Get Loud is just like such a call to action. It makes you want to move and fight the patriarchy, right, ladies?
So notable lyrics for this song include, I'll cross the line drawn right at my feet. Get loud. Stop with the dangerous jokes or there's going to be trouble. In my eyes, it's right at the edge if you take one step. It's about stepping your pussy game up.
Yeah.
The next song is called Touchdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, negative 5, 4, 3, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown! And this starts with a countdown, so you know it gets the girlies hype.
Hell yeah.
It has a marching band backing, and that works really well because this is obviously a football / sports in general themed song.
Sports ball.
It's very fun and upbeat, and this is a song about picking out the guy you like and letting him know that yes, he will be falling for you.
You have been selected.
True story, I did that with one of my old boyfriends in college.
Nice. I think I know who that is. We love a sports theme song. Counting. Am I right, ladies?
Counting.
I know this is supposed to be like a football song or whatever, but I could 100% see this being like a baseball player's walk-up song. Like if were sassy like that. I really love the like marching band horn and the bass and the clapping and like the little whistle blows. Like it's very cute. It puts you in a sports ball mindset. And like, what would you do if Twice was your spirit squad?
If they were your cheerleaders.
Yeah.
How good would you perform? I'm just imagining them at like competitive eating and they're like, yeah. or like, I don't know. Oh, curling.
Yeah. Oh my
cheerleaders
God.
Cheerleaders for curling up here.
This is another tangent, but I didn't even know that like folks out there had skee ball leagues. There's a skee ball league here, and they were very aggressive. When I tried to play skee ball, they're like, we've rented all these skee ball machines out. It's only for the skee ball league. Are you a member of the skee ball league? And I was like, no. And they're like, you can't play here. Not really.
Oh my God.
But then again, I can't read, so.
Well, there is that, yeah. Sports, am I right?
Sports.
Notable lyrics for Touchdown include, I'm a black hole that pulls you in. Let's go, let's go, let's go. You can't escape. Let's go, let's go. I love that. I am a black hole. It's so ominous.
Yes.
Okay, the next B-side banger is Hot. Burn it up, hot, baby. This is a song about being that bitch. You are just so fab, flames follow in your path. This is a mid-tempo bop and it has a lot of danceability. I absolutely love the instrumental in this. It has a really good, strong bass line. And Naeon really stands out on this song. They let her sing the chorus of this. She really pops off on this one.
My dog is snoring and I'm seeing some of it pick up in the audio. So just know when you're like, what the fuck is this weird sound? Is Rachel just passing gas? It's not that. Because it really sounds like it, but she's just snoring. Anyways. Yeah, Hot is like a very poppy song with like some punching bass in the verse. I'm unfortunately not a super huge fan of this song. There's like a lot of clicking and percussive sounds in the chorus that I think are fun, but the verses are a little boring for me. But it would be a good song to put on your I'm the main character playlist. As you walk around the neighborhood, you're the main character.
Notable lyrics include, I don't have any ordinary clothes. I'm perfect to my feet. I will always be attached to it. You've already fallen for me. So being that bitch, being the main character.
Yes.
The next song is called Make Me Go. Love me now, love me good. Don't need nobody else when I fit us good. Ain't nobody around, do it like you should. This starts with a slapping bass line. It has R&B influence and some spoken word parts, but that isn't overbearing. I will say, this is spoken word. This is not rapping. Yeah. It is spoken word. The flow is very beatnik. It's not rapping at all. There is like no swag.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
This reminds me a lot of Red Velvet, actually. Mm-hmm. I wish there were more harmonies in this. Because I know Twice can give good harmonies. And because this sounded so much like a Red Velvet song, I was like, where are the harmonies?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, it definitely has, like Emily was saying, that like early aughts R&B influence. But I really like the like more pop sound that they put in there to like lighten the mood. Because, you know, R&B can be kind of heavy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And also the pop elements help to like increase the tempo of the song. So you weren't like so lulled. And I think that it keeps it from being like too boring or too slow. The result is like almost like a fast paced, like jazzy type song. And honestly, I think it sounds pretty unique, which reminds me of Red Velvet because they do a lot of unique sounding songs.
Notable lyrics include love me now, love me good, don't need nobody else when it feels this good, ain't nobody around, do it like you should.
Sexy.
Very sexy. The next song is called Shadow. This is a mid-tempo song with a good build and a subtle drop. I can see people chair dancing or like pole dancing to this. The instrumental has a lot of beep boops that make my lizard brain very happy.
Yes.
And Neon like shines again in this. This song is about being unsure of what you're doing, but just pushing through that doubt.
Mm. Yeah, this immediately gave me like Tropical Card vibes.
Mm.
I think it sounds like something Card would have released, but like lightened up a little bit more to fit just the vocal talent of Twice. Card is obviously like a co-ed group, so they have the benefit of like deeper masculine vocals to like help carry a deeper sounding song. But most of the girls in Twice, from what I could hear, you know, they sing in a higher register. So it was lightened up just a little bit. But as usual, I love a good bird noise, and this song has some bird noises. But I really like that this song sounds like a little sultry and very chill.
Notable lyrics for Shadow include, I've been running around without a break. I'm in a hurry. I don't want to look weak. All I have in my eyes is tears, and it's hidden deep inside. You gotta push through your imposter syndrome.
Yes. Crawling in my skin and... other songs like it.
Okay, the next song is Cruel. You think I'm so cruel, but I'm just doing all the things that you do. Hey, you should put yourself in my shoes like a fool. Yeah, I'm cruel. You think I'm so cruel, but I'm just doing all the things. This is a major earworm. The girls are delivering very breathy performances, invoking like femme fatale vibes. There is some really good falsetto in this. There are parts in the song where echo is used, and it just sounds so good.
Yes.
Like, you need to use an echo effect extremely sparingly. Too much of it just sounds terrible, but when it is used correctly, oh my god, just like amazing. This song is definitely disco inspired, but not full disco cheese.
Yeah, I agree. I really, really like this song. Like, the flow of it is so good, and like the funky bass contrasts so nicely with like their soft, ethereal, like feminine voices so well. And even though the song isn't like super fast, it doesn't have any boring elements at all. And I, like Emily said, I really like the disco-y, funky musical elements. And I also love that this song is calling out hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Notable lyrics include, you think I'm so cruel, but I'm just doing all the things that you do. Hey, you should put yourself in my shoes like a fool. Yeah, I'm cruel. So a little bit of sarcasm there for you.
Yep. I like it.
The next B-side banger is titled Do What We Like. This song has a dreamy quality in the beginning, kind of Jack Antonoff almost, but it quickly transforms, thank God, into an EDM song. There is a strong bass and drum beat. There are moments when the song slows down right before the chorus, but it doesn't take you out of the song completely, so I forgave it for that.
Yeah, like Emily said, it's like these dreamy, like twinkly noises in the beginning, and you're like, oh god. But then it leads into like that stronger, like drum and bass sound pretty quickly. then you realize it's a house song, and I love a good like EDM type beat, but this one in particular is not very aggressive. It's very like vibey and positive. So it could be a good car song or a good, you know, chilling with your girls song.
Notable lyrics include, "I can feel it even when I close my eyes. It's strange, but this familiar feeling. There is no such thing as a reason. I believed and opened my eyes because I know how this feels." Okay, our next song is Sunset. This has a retro feel. It's mid-tempo with a nice build to the chorus. I feel like this would be a great song for a romantic montage for two young people in a K-drama. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really liked Mina's voice in this, and I will be listening to this in my car, pretending that it's summer here when there's still snow on the ground.
Yeah, retro makes more sense, but I said originally that it was kind of like, again, more of like an EDM sound, but it was definitely leaning more towards pop. That makes any sense. And I also like that it was almost leaning into like a bubblegum pop sound. And I think that All the Girls in Twice sound really good in their higher registers in this song. And I feel like it's definitely like a feel-good song that I would play to cheer myself up for sure. And Emily definitely needs cheering up in her endless snow days.
I live in Winterfell pretty much. That's what I tell people. I just live in Winterfell.
Summer is coming, Emily.
Notable lyrics for Sunset include, "Oh boy, nothing but the sky. It's you because of the redness. Oh, push out the cloud and come out." Quite literally, me. The sun, please, please return.
Oh, man.
Okay, our number 9 song is Oxygen. This is an upbeat song about wanting to be with someone. It's another song that reminds me of Red Velvet. So this makes it another car banger. You gotta have your windows down listening to this one. The chorus for this just sounds so good with the staccato of the lyrics and the instrumental. I could do without the short rap from Chaeyoung, but other than that, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, this song is like really fast and snappy. I enjoy that. We do have like some breathy bird noises. Again, I love a bird noise. And I really like the like light and bright sound of this song. It's really fitting with their lyrics about being madly in love, in the honeymoon phase. And the repetitive words in the chorus are cute and earwormy. Like Emily, the rap is a no. It completely takes you out of the song. But the rest of the song is really great.
Notable lyrics include, "I really, really, really want you to do it."
Eyebrows, eyebrows. Sorry.
Because you're the only one who keeps me breathing. "I really, 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 really want to be with you if only you were here." It's like, boy, I need you like oxygen.
Yeah, and you're not here because you're my internet boyfriend.
Our last B-side banger, number 10, is Rainbow. There's lots of snapping in this. I'm getting like a 90s dance influence. The chorus is like a punch to your face. This song is meant for screaming and singing along. Like, this is a song about not being stereotyped and doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yes. I like the beep boops in the song in the beginning before like the bass kicks in. And then you get like funky bass and snapping sounds, which gives you like an interesting flow to the song. I love how fast the song goes. It definitely makes you want to like drive super fast. So maybe not this one in the car. Especially with the lyrics, you can go anywhere, wherever you want. The rap is not as bad here. Definitely not distracting because it didn't completely remove it from the song experience. So it is possible.
Notable lyrics include, open up a new road behind the clouds, walk in the wide skies where your path will unfold. You can go anywhere, wherever you want. Lots of cloud imagery for rainbow.
Hell yeah.
That was our Twice B-side bangers, 10 songs that are awesome and great to listen to get you into Twice mode for watching them live or watching clips of their concerts on YouTube. So let's wrap up this episode with our weekly recommendations. I am going to recommend Hot by Twice.
I'm going to recommend Cruel by Twice.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of B-side bangers. Twice edition. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/Soulmates Podcast.
You can check us out on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. We have our link tree there, which links out to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
You can check out some of our travel videos and other fun things on our YouTube channel, also under Soulmates Podcast.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found: iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify. Wherever you're listening right now, make sure you like, you subscribe, you follow, because we're here every other Friday for you. And before we go, I just want to say that we are going to be at MomoCon, both Rachel and I, and we have five panels. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Little fun fact, if you do a panel, you get a free ticket to MomoCon. So we submitted 5 for us and our partners and our friend Nikki, and they all got accepted. So we're doing 5. Look on our Facebook page and Instagram for more information about that. I'm going to be posting Facebook events very soon. But yeah, it's going to be really fun. Rachel and I will get to be reunited in person. Whoop whoop. For the first time since December, so I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys. We're going to have buttons and badge ribbons. Those are going to be new.
Ooh.
Ooh. So yes. We'll see you guys at MomoCon.
Please forgive me because some of our panels are very early in the morning and I'm not really a morning person, but I will put on a face for you. And you might even get to see our partners help us out with some of the panel stuff and probably Nikki as well.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.